Okay, good morning. This past week's daf was Daf Lamed Gimel, Maseches Yuma, third perek. We'll start with a piece of Gemara over here. Famous Memra. Many of us say it in the morning by Karbonis. We have a chance to dwell on it a little bit, become a little more familiar than the quick few minutes that it said, if at all. Let's see. Daf Lamed Gimel, third line from the top. Abaya misada seda marocho mishmei de gemora valib dabusho. Abaya gives us the order of the avoidus of the korban tamid mishmei de gemora. Rashi says, "Mishmei de Gemara." Abayi misad. See, that's the last wide line on top over there, the fourth line. Abayi misad. Maroch mishmei de Gemara. Mono seda avoides shall call yom v'yom. Actually, we'll see. It's not just limited to the Talmud. The daily routine, mishmei de Gemara. The kula yeshiva drabonon debei medrasha. And he's saying over from the entire yeshiva, right, from in the base medrash. However, this is Aliv Davashol. This is going according to Shitas Abashol that we had in the past. There's a machloikis between Abashol and Rabbanan. Rashi brings over here in a certain point what your mafsik, the Hatovas Hanedis. I think Mara tells us over here that there was a hefsik in the Hatovas HaNeiris, in cleaning out the Neiris. It wasn't done all in one point. And as Machlekes Tanoim, what we were mafsik that with. Right, so this is according to Shitas Abashol. The Abashol holds that the Hafsoka was done with the Dam HaTomid, right, which refers to the Shitas HaTomid, till Zrika was done in between the two parts of the Hatovas HaNeiris. Rashi says, "I leave that for sure." The Omer Perkama Hatovas Kol Neiris Kedemes Dekteris. The issue is that what's the Hafsoka? Is the Hefsik done with Dekteris or not? Right. This is Abishol holds that Dekteris is first done afterwards, after you completed all the Hatova. So therefore, the Hafsoka wasn't done with the Akrovas Dekteris itself. Therefore, it was done with the Dam HaTomid, like we'll see. Let's see. Zokte Gemara. Marocho gidoy lo kedemes, the marocho shnir shabtoyes. Interesting how the Gemara shells it avek. Not this before this, but that. Maybe it might have been easier for us if we would have had it with the straight order, right? As sort of part of the way down, things shift into that kind of. Akoponim, the first thing that was done was the Marocha Gedela. Right, we're not counting previous to that Shuma Sadeshen. Rishonim mention Marocha Gedela Kainemes Hamarocha Shnei Shabtoyes. As you see over here, that there were two Marochas. Marochas is an arrangement of wood, right, which was a fire. These both Marochas were on Mizbech Achitzen, right, on the Mizbeach, which was in the Chotzer, in the Azor, and the Maroch Gedoyla was used to burn all the Korbanis that were brought on Mizbeach Achitzin, and the second Maroch Shnei Shabtoyes was Kishmoy Kainhu for the purpose of Ketoyes. However, the Havara of the Ketoyes was not burned there. That meant the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Heichol, that's where the Ketoyes was burned. The Gemara has sources that the coals that were used to burn the Ketoyes on the Zafimi were taken from a certain fire arrangement on the Zmech Achitzen. Right? So that was the second Marocha that we're talking about over here. Is Nochmul. The first thing that was done, that the Marocha Gedoyla was arranged. this was a large barocha. Like we're saying, this was where the karbonos throughout the day were burnt on them. That comes first. That's before the marocha shnil shok teres. Let's see the Rashi as we go through. Over here, it's a Rashi, marocha gedoilo, she'ole yaktiru kol ha-haktoris. Right, arrange that word over there. Right, not ketoris, but right, that's what all the burnings that were done on the Mizbeach, hachitzim were done on this one. This is koidemes, lesadem, lefnei ha-marocha shnia. This was arranged before the second marocha. She'osim became marovis dreimis. Now Rashi over here gives us a location to this marocha shnir shak teiris. The truth of the matter is, if you look in the Ritva, that it's really dependent on man domrim. He gives us the full arichus over there. Basically, the Gemara learns that the k'taris, the coals are taken for the k'taris from a spot in Mizbech, which is Lefnei Hashem, that marocha is opposite the opening of the heichal, and therefore, depending on, is a three-way machlekes. We had this before, right? Where exactly the Mizbech Hachitzin was in the Azorah, right? Was it Kuloi Bidorim, Kuloi Bitsofen, half in the Dorm, half in the Tzofen? And depending on that, where the Mizbech was, that will make a difference, because being that this Marocha had to be Lefnei Hashem, it had to be opposite the opening of the Heichal, so that's where, that decides where it is. Right? So this Rashi over here, which tells us, it was done choice and became Marovas Dramas. Right, it was done in the Marovas Dramas. However, it was Moshuch Menakeren Dalet Amos, that it was moved Litzad Sofen. It was moved to the Tzad Sofen. And the reason for that is because this is going according to the Man Domrim, the Mizbeach was in the Dorim part, and therefore it had to be moved over to the Tzofen in order that it should be opposite the opening of the Oil Moed. And that's what this is based on. Now this Marocha was Shel Keteris, Zokt Rashi, Shemimena Chaitchin Gacholim, that we would scoop, dig out gachol and coals from this lahachnas mizbeach apnimi shachas v'arvis in the morning and evening, lahakter lekteris tamid, in order to do the constant teris, which was where pras b'shachas and pras ben arbaim. As we're mentioning over here, and that's the stress over here, not to be mistaken as if the teris was burnt there. Right? There was marocha shnia, which was on the mizbeach achitzin. It was for the purpose of Keteris, but the burning of the Keteris was not done there. The coals, as Mora learns from Pesukim, that the coals that were used to burn on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that was the Mizbeach HaKeteris, the Keteris definitely was burnt there, but the coals were taken from here, brought into there. That's what we had in as far as the Pisces were concerned, at the Shiloh Machlegs, whether there's a Pious Lemachta. That's the for the Keteris, because there's two things that were necessary to done. They had to bring in the Keteris, and also had to bring in the Gacholim. That's what we had in the past. That's you bring in the Gacholim because it's coming from a different place. Okay, so that's the first two things are the setting, the arranging of Marochis. Yeah, this Machlekes, there were additional ones. The Machlekes to know really how many they were in total. We'll have to find that exactly what right. Is that the chatter is going to
Well, the third one was constantly burning,
right?
But was there like a set time where it was was that part of the morning schedule?
It's a fixed.
I just assume there's no set time, that they would just add wood as needed to that.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, what's up to step number three? Step number three, Zokt the Gemara is Shnei Gezira Eitzim, right? Maroch and Shir Shabtairis is Kaidemes to the Seder of Shnei Gezira Eitzim. Right? The setting up, that means after the Maroch is arranged, then there's a mitzvah to put on. We learn from Sukkim, the Pasuk says, talks about putting on two pieces of wood. That we know that by the Tom Shul Shachak upon it was done by one coin, right? The Mora learns. So Krashi, the Siddish Nek Zirim, Shemesajam Amalocha Gedoyla, Vakul Time Mefarish Lekameh. Right? This Nek Zirim was placed on of the two Marochas that we mentioned before, the Marocha Gedoyla. Right. Step number four is Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. That they would clean Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach, the small Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaZov, Mizbeach HaTeres, which was in the Heichel. They would be Medashin that they would clean off the ash from the burning of the Keteres, the last burning of the Keteres. Number five, Dishim is Be'ach HaPnim, is Koyel Matovas Chomesh Neris. Now we continue to the Dishim, the Hatova of the Neris, right? We're cleaning out, right? The Hatova over here, right, refers to the cleaning out of the Neris. And again, taking out the old wicks, the ash that was there in order to prepare them to be lit, right? According to Moshe Rishonim, they'll first be lit by night.
They also set up in the morning?
L'chari. It's all that's included in that tava, I believe. Now notice, it says over here, tava's chomish neiris, five neiris. No, there were seven. Like we mentioned before, that we have mekaydis in the psukim, that tava's haneiris was split, was done in two parts. I think Mar tells us the reason why this is the numbers. There's a five and two, right? And why we start with the five. But that's what this refers to over here. Tavas Chomish Neris. Zok is more about Tavas Chomish Neris. Koydem Adam Atomid. The next step in the process is Dam Atomid. At this point, we start with the carbon tamid. Two parts of the carbon tamid, right? We have the avodas adam, shchit kabbalah hilochas rika, and then we'll have the haktaras evorim and emurim. So that's what this refers to over here, the dam atomid. This is abashol shchit, like we mentioned before, that he holds that you mafsik between the hatovas haneish with the dam atomid. That was the Hefsaka. And now we continue, we complete that Thomas and Eris, that extra two that were not yet done. Luktaris is done now after all the Neris are finished. So Krashi, Ktoishim is Bech Primi. I'm sorry, actually, he says that in conjunction with the next thing. Okay. That's the Keteris. It was burnt. And at this point, it was burnt, the Keteris. That means that the Gachom were taken at this point from the Mizbech Achitzin, brought to there, and the Keteris was burnt on top of those Gachom. Keteris Koidem Leivorim. The next step after the Keteris was done, then we go back and we finish the Korban Tomid, the Leivorim of the Korban Tomid. Zokt Rashi, Keteris Mizbech Aprini, Koidem Leivorim, Lahakter Evore Hatomid Amazbech Hechitzin. Right, back on the Zbech Hechitzin. That's the place where everything is burnt. Right, Zbech Hechitzin, only the Torah itself is burnt there. So now we're talking about Devorim. Right, Devorim are burnt on the Marocha Gdela, that we mentioned before, on Zbech Hechitzin. Devorim the Mincha. And Devorim precede, the next step in line is the Mincha. What does the Mincha refer to? Zokrashi, the Mincha, Minchas Niska Shol Tomid. We know that most korbanos have a minchas nesachim, aside from the animal itself, that which is brought, there are two other things. You have a minchas nesachim, that which is some flour, oil, that which is brought along with the korban. Then you have yayin, we'll see in a moment. So that's what this mincha over here is referring to. Right? This is the mincha which the pasuk tells us, which comes along with the hakrav of the korban tamid. O mincha lachvitin. Next step in line is the chavitin. The chavitin, we have this in passing. This is really a korban of the kohen gadol, the minchas chavitin. The kohen gadol brought every day. It's called chavitin because it was made in a machvas, mincha la machvas. Also brought machzis v'boker, machzis ben rabayim. That was brought at this point. That was brought in conjunction with the korban tamid. V'chavitin l'nesachim. After the chavitin is brought, there's the nesachim. This is the nischei yayin, right? The pouring of the wine, right, which accompanied most korbanos, korban tamid. Crash l'nesachim l'nasich yenishul tamid. The yayin of the korban tamid. Zogt Gemara weiter nesachim musafim. After the nesachim, the musaf. Now the musaf, this was not a daily korban. A day that there was korbanos, Shabbos, Shchodesh, Yom Tov. Right? This is the point that the korban musaf came in. Right? If there was multiple korbanos musaf, right? So that we know that the Mishnah, right, in Zochan tells us that's the din of todir. Right? The din of todir is koveya, the order of the korbanos musaf. Zok Rashi, Nusach l'musafim im Shabbos hu. If it's Shabbos, right, Rashi mentioned Shabbos over here, but as we're saying, that the Musaf really doesn't limit it to Shabbos, right? It's in the game, Shchodesh, or other days, Yom Tov. Umusafin livozichin. After the Musaf is Bazichin. Now Bazichin, we're familiar with the incense that was burnt in conjunction with the lechem aponim. Right? It was makir lechem aponim achil. It was brought on Shabbos, right? When the lechem aponim was taken off and it was ready to be fit to be eaten. This was the hakaras bazichin. So this bazichin really is in conjunction. Right, always comes, right, obviously with the musaf, the Shabbos, the gemusa. So this is the order. According to this man, the Omar, right, the Seder Hadvarim is first musaf, then bazichin. Zok the Brayso, so uvazichin the Talmud shel Ben Habayim. And after that is the Talmud shel Ben Habayim, right, which is, like we're saying, this is just the order of the korbanos tzibur. But obviously, the korbanos nedava and all other korbanos which was brought, you know, on a regular day were brought in between. Right. So when we say over here, see that on Shabbos, you know, there was that it wasn't so you know, you didn't have any korbanos nedava. So on Shabbos, right, this was takada. The next thing that was brought, but during the weekday there was korban nedava, so kaitzim is there, right? If they were not, right? So there was things happening on obviously between this and that. But the point over here is that we'll see in a minute that the korban tamid was the last korban which was brought, the daily service. Nothing was brought after the korban tamid, right? With the korban pesach was the exception, but otherwise korban tamid shel ben habayim was the last korban which was brought. Shenema. Vehikdir oleho chel v'hashlomim. The pasuk says, vehikdir oleho chel v'hashlomim, oleho hashlim kol hakorbanos kulam. I will see in Rashi that the word shlomim in this pasuk, we're learning the Mardash and says, loshon of hashloma, that oleho hashlim kol hakorbanos kulam. Rashi, let's see the Rashi over here, shenemar. Vehikter aleh chel v'hashlomim. Zok Rashi, v'dorash lei loshen hashlomo. to complete. Oleho al ha'oilo tomet shel shachar hamur b'reish ha'mikra, on it. What's the it over here? So actually that refers to what was discussed at the beginning of the pasuk, that the oilo, the carbon tomet shel shachar, that carbon is we're mashlim. V'orach aleha ha'oilo v'hiktir v'hoisif v'hishlim achrei kol karbonos kulam. So all the karbonos, we complete that krav of all karbonos after the tomei shel shachar v'loy al shebeinu habayim, and not the karbon tomei shel habayim. There's things that are only brought after the karbon tomei shel shachar, not after the karbon tomei shel habayim. Liman tomei shel habayim shehu achron chol karbonos, and this is the source that the tomei shel habayim was the last of all karbonos. Right, we'll see that the Kormit Tomei Shel Shachar was the first of all the Kabbonis, and Tomei Shel Shachar, Shel Ben Abayim, was the last of all the Kabbonis. All the Kabbonis which were brought in between these two Kabbonis. Fine. So this is the memory itself. Okay, a little more understand a little bit better what these things refer to. And now the Gemara is going to discuss the source. Right? What's the source that this is the order? Is there a Chumash over there? Is there a Chumash? We help right over. I think that's a chumash right over. Is that a chumash right under the bottom one? Thank you. Yeah, let's see. Omar Mar. Right, we mentioned before. Maroch gadela kadamas maroch shel shlok toiris minolin. How do we know that? How do we know that this is the order? Disanyu, what in the Braise, hi ha'oila al moikta al hamizbeach kol ha'laylum. This is the pasuk over there. We had before Pashas Tzav, Resh Pashas Tzav. So it's teres ha'oila. Yes, the pasuk says, hi ha'oila. This is the korban. Oila al moikta. Right? Moikta, that's the arrangement of wood, that's the fire. Kol halayla. Zok to Gemara, this over here, this arrangement, this of wood that burns a korban, zu marocha gidoilo. The eish hamizbeach tu koboy. The Gemara, the pasuk goes further and also mentions a burning of a fire. The eish hamizbeach tu koboy. So the Gemara, this is referring to something a different one. Zumarocha shishok teres. And what the Gemara means to take out over here is that it's done and it's arranged according to the order that the pasuk says it. Right? The first one is Amarocha Gedoila, and the second one is Marocha shishok teres. Zok Rashi. Moikta loshen meduras eitzim v'chein tukad. These lishanis refer to an arrangement of burning wood. Zuma rocha shnia v'limdecha shetehei amazbeach achitzin u'mishom yachnisu gacholem al hapnimi. This is the source in general that there exists such a thing, and that the coals, like we mentioned before, this is really the source to how you know that the coals are really prepared on the Mizbeach HaChitzin and then they're brought in.
This is the source that there are actually two marachas to, besides the order that one precedes the other.
Right.
It's also the source that's it. Because you could have said Tukat Bo refers to Dafka Bo, just like it refers to the Maracha Gedola.
Okay. Right. So more on the
we don't have any other way of knowing that there were two marachas.
This is what Rashi seems to be saying over here, right? That this is what you see. There was a second marocha, and the purpose for the second marocha was for the gachom for the k'tiris, and that's what you see over here. That the gachom for the k'tiris was really prepared on a different mizbeach. Fine. Now the Gemara asks a question, seemingly a difficult question. Fret Gemara kasha ve'epuch ano. How do you know that this is the order? Epochano. Now, this needs a little explanation, because Eipach HaNo'ah would be seemingly to ask that, how do you know that this is what, why are we assuming that the first one is the Merach HaGadol and the second is Merach HaShushal Teres? What may be the first one, the first arrangement of wood over there is really referring to the Teres, and that's what that's usually what it would mean. But over here in this context, right, there's no way to learn that. He ha'oila al moit al mizbeach. Right, we're talking about this first moikid that the korban oila is burning on. That definitely referring to the marach gedolos. Right. So what how could the Gemara be asking that? Let us say that the first mention of marach really is the marach of Teres. Now look in Rashi. Now, question: how to read the Rashi? Rashi is ve'epoch lahakdim marocha shel teiris. We're taking this as a source to the order of the preparation of the marochas. The Gemara asks the kasha of ve'epoch, and the point of the Gemara's kasha of ve'epoch is that how do you know that this is the order? Maybe the order is the other way. Lahakdim marocha shel k'teiris. Let's see the Bach. The Bach says, "Ukra deloy kisidura." The Bach explains, and according to the Hagor of the Bach, Rashi himself is bavoning this point, and on that, Rashi is saying, "And the pasuk is not according to the order that it was done," meaning to say that when the Gemara is asking, Eipach HaNo'ah, this is different than maybe in other situations that the Gemara would be asking. Well, hang on, the first mention of the pasuk is referring to the Marocha Gedolah. Maybe the first mention in the pasuk is the Marocha Shniya. No, that's nothing to talk about. That's the shortest. But the Gemara's kasha is that who says that the order that it's mentioned in the pasuk is the order that it's supposed to be arranged? Because the pasuk over here is, regardless, not talking about the initial arrangement. We're talking about this is burning the whole night already. This is already after it was initially made. So being that the pasuk in context is not talking about the initial setup, so that's what the Gemara means to me asking. That how do you know to take out of this pasuk that this is the order that it was set up? Right? True, the order of that the pasuk is mentioned is that, but the pasuk is not talking about the initial setup. That's what the Gemara means to ask.
Could you explain which pasuk we're talking about?
This pasuk Gemara says, you have this pasuk over here in the Gemara. He ha'oilo al moikta al hamizbeach kol halayla. Okay, that's the first part of the pasuk. Now, moikta, the word moikta in the pasuk refers to a fire arrangement. That's a marocha that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Right? And the pasuk first mentions a marocha, and the Gemara says in titling that marocha, zu marocha gedolah. Right, the mention in this pasuk, that's the next words in the Gemara. Right, mm-hmm. This is not the pasuk. Right, this is the Gemara telling us what that was referring. This is the marocha gedolah. Now the pasuk continues. Ve'eisham zbeach tukaboy. This is a continuation of the pasuk. Ve'eisham zbeach tukaboy. This tukad is also a, like Rashi says, a lotion of a moikid, a lotion of a marocha, a second mention of a marocha. And the Gemara understands that this is referring to a second one, not another reference to the first one, whatever the deek to that is. Zum marocha shniya shel k'tayris. That's what Gemara says. This is a second one. This is the marocha shniya shel k'tayris. This is what Gemara says. Now, for our purposes, we want to know what's the order of the arrangement of these two marochas. We had said that the first Maroch, which is arranged, is a Maroch of Gedolah, and the second one is a Maroch of Shin Shog Teres. How do you know that? How do you know that was order? Maybe the setting up of these two Marochas was first Teres was done, and then Maroch of Gedolah was done. Gemara says, oh, this Pasuk over here, look at the Pasuk. The order that the Pasuk mentions these two Marochas is first mentioned the Maroch of Gedolah, and then the Maroch of Shin Shog Teres. That's what Gemara is saying. So, in the order that the Pasuk mentions it, that's the order that they're supposed to be set up.
That's only the Gemara saying that's Maroch HaGadolah. It's not the Pasuk saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, therefore, the Gemara seems to be asking, right? Let's say according to what you're telling us right now, that the Gemara would seem to be Eipachanof, right? How do you know? Like, who told you? You deciding that the first one is the Marocha Gdela, so now you developed an order. Right? Who says? Right? That's usually how what the Gemara means. Right? But now we think about it and we look at that. Is there any question what that first Maroch the Pasuk is talking about? Well, let's look what it says. It says, Ha'oilo al moik the al-hamizbeach ha'alayla. The korban oilo is on this Maroch being burnt the entire night. Right, so we're talking about the marocha, which the oil itself is burnt on, right? So there's no question what that's referring to. So that's why we want to understand the Gemara, which is asking the Eipachano, that maybe the posuk in reference to these two marochas really maybe it means the other way. Right? On that, we're asking, what do you mean the other way? How can you possibly think otherwise? That first marocha definitely is the posuk itself says is the marocha which burns the karbonas. Right, definitely not referring to the Maroch or Shniel, which is for the purpose of the Torah. So what does the Gemara mean to ask the Epechano? So on that, we give a look into Rashi, and we see from the Rashi himself, that is aroused by this question, and Rashi, because of this, lets us know that the Kavonas HaGemara is not to ask that maybe in reading of the Pasuk, the first mention of the Maroch and Pasuk is actually Maroch or Shniel, Shag Torah. No. And there's no question that in the order of the Pasuk, that first one in the Pasuk is definitely the Maroch HaGedoyla. Mm-hmm. Right, so what does the Mara mean to ask? What the Mara means to ask is that how do you know from this Pasuk that to take out the order of the arrangement? The Pasuk over is not talking about the order of what they're arranged. The Pasuk over is talking about that through the night these marochas are being burnt. Right? We're talking about the beginning of the day. That how do you set it up? So just because the pasuk mentions such an order, how do we know that it's applicable to us? Right. So basically, Mara's kasha is Bashi is stressing, and that's what the Bach is putting in is that who said that the pasuk, the order that's mentioned in the pasuk, is for the purpose of letting us know how it was set up originally, right? Maybe it was set up, maybe it was set up different than the order of the pasuk, being that's not what the pasuk is coming to say. On that, the Gemara says as follows: Mistavro, it would make sense to say Marocha Gedoyla Adifa, that the Marocha Gedoyla has a strength; it's better. Shekein Kaparosa Meruba. The Maroch Gedoyla is Kaparosa Meruba. It produces much Kapora. And Rashi says on that, what does it mean, the Maroch Gedoyla is Kaparosa Meruba? She'oleha maktin and kol haktoris. Because all the burning of anything is done there. Therefore, all different types of Kabonis are brought on there. So that's why it's Kaparosa Meruba. From different types of Kabonis. Min haktoris. Chutz min haktoris lifnei mehecha. The only thing which is not burnt there is the ktoris. So therefore, of the two marochas, there's a svar to say that there's an adif, there's a strength, there's a maila in the marocha gedoyla that most of the kapor is done there. So if you have a question, which should be done first, it makes sense that this should be done first. Matt Gemara says, well, if you're using svara, adrabah, there will be a contrary svara to give an adifah, give a strength to the Maroch HaShniya, that this Maroch is servicing an avoid which is done lefnim in the Heichel. That's a chashivas. So therefore, at this point, the Gemara is saying, you know, if you're relying on your svara, there's a svara this way, svara that way. How do you know? And that Gemara is afilu hachi kaparosa meruba adifah. So the Gemara, true, we hear that maila. But Chazal knew how to weigh the two milas, and Kaparos Meruba still is something which is stronger. Now, one has to ask themselves at this point that, I mean, the Gemara seems to have been originally brought the Pasuk. The Pasuk, you know, seems to be that we were not successful to take out of the Pasuk. Gemara says, Mistavra. So what does Mora really mean now? So does Mora mean to say, well, that Pasuk, you know, doesn't help us at all, right? It's the Sfora, It doesn't sound like there's a chazor in the Gemara, elo, right? You know, right? It sounds like the Gemara is still working in conjunction with the pasuk, right?
In general, the Gemara is funny that it has like havaminas that it sort of goes away from without giving any reason, right? Even
where are you?
Well, but first of all,
at this point,
first of all, the pasuk, right? It quotes the pasuk that the order of the pasuk was the koveya. Then it brings the two svaras, and it's you know, and have a havamina that one should,
right.
One should cancel out the other,
mm-hmm.
And then it says no, it doesn't, without giving a reason of how it went from the havamina to the maskana.
Okay. I mean, right, the Gemara doesn't speak that out, but I mean, the Gemara is telling us that this svara is a stronger svara, and that's what's causing the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's a question, how to understand the Gemara over here. What does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara really mean to go away from the Pasuk, or we're still using the Pasuk? We have to know. I mean, L'chore, according to what we would understand, it sounds like the Pasuk, you know, is not helpful, right? And we're going to something else. I think Gemara had asked that the Pasuk is not discussing the order it was set up. So the Gemara seems to be going to something else. And that's what we would have thought, but the Mashmoy is Gemara. Sounds like the plastic is still a factor.
I think it sounds like the earlier Gemara, the Gemara brought these two svaras as part of a kavachemer, and the Gemara didn't seem to decide which way is more important. I mean, if Nechmas Lothlim or Baras Meruva, our Gemara seems to be kaveh, the Baras Meruva is...
So come again, Nachamu, what do you...
The Gemara earlier brought the kavachemer and seemed to be inconclusive from there, which svara was Adifa. Ras Meruba or Naiva Fnim from Talmud Yerushmal. I think Gemara brought it both ways, and then over here the Gemara is taking Kabras Meruba as a clear deciding factor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good horror. That's a good horror. Okay, you have to be my eye into that. Good point. Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, maybe we Taka could see. Second. Yeah. Okay. Let's see a little further. Okay. Zot Gemara Vayta. Iba Yisemo. Zot Gemara. VeIba Yisemo. Iloi Mashkach Eitzim Marocha Shir. Miloi Mayel Mimarocha Gedoylo. An alternate reason, what makes us decide that the Marocha Gdol should come first, even though each one L'chara has a Milo. And that the Gemara says, and the point of the Gemara is coming to say, that the Marocha Gdol really also shears in this Milo of being a source of something that's a Haktor Bifnim. Because if we would not be able to prepare the Marocha Shnia for whatever reason, I shouldn't say, because for that there was a specific Eitzim which was using for that. That's why it would be possible to have this Marocha and not that Marocha. But whatever the Gemara means, but Zotmar, in a situation where you would not have the Marocha Shnia, definitely it's a Dafa Poshet to the Gemara that you would take the gachom from the Marocha Gedoyla. So therefore, the point the Gemara means to be saying is that you're telling me that the defense of the Marocha Shnia is because the Marocha Shnia is used to make a Haktor Bifnim in the Heichel. And that the Gemara says, well, even though in general Taka taking from there, and when things are going Keseder, you Taka that from there, but that's not a mile which is limited only to there. Because that mila is sheared to some degree, even on the Marocha Gedela. So the Marocha Gedela has both milas. It has the, of course, its main mila is kapros meruba, and it also shares, to a certain extent, in the mila of kapros bifnim, because there will be instances, there could be an instance where we would take from it to be makter bifnim. Right, so that's what we have to have more answers. That's how we know how to tip the scale that way. Right? Even if you were to say that these two sforas are equal, what we have on this on the Maracha Gedela also has from the second sfora, and that's why it's order.
What would we would take? We take Eitzim?
We take a chol, right? Chol. You know, we need the coals. We got to take the coals to bring them into the dinner. Where do you get the coals from?
From the Maracha Gedela.
When the Maracha Shnia is not available, then you'll take it from the Maracha Gedela. So that's what the Mor means to be saying. So the Maracha Gedela has a difference, and it has that. Fine. Okay, so that's how we decided that in the arrangements of the Marochis, the Marocha Gedola comes first. That's what Rashi says over here. If you look in Rashi, Miloy Mayel, that's small Rashi, Nimtzis Av Gedola Ruy Lufnim. Right, that's the point over here. The Marocha Gedola also has from that Mal Yusuf, from that Milo, that it's that you makar from it Lufnim. Zot Gemara Vayta. Marocha Shin Shok Torah Eskedema 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 Zolta Gemara, how do you know that the Shnei, the Seder Shnei Gziri Eitzim, which was done on Mizbeach Achitzin, how do we know that it first comes after you're arranging both Marochas? Maybe the Shnei Gzirim should come as first you arrange the Marocha Gedeya, then you make the Gzirim, and then you start the other one. I think the pasuk or the sforas that we said before were just as far as which marocha should be done first. But as far, no, it doesn't say anywhere that marochas are done one right after the other, if nothing was done in between. So that's why the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that the Shnei Gzirim, which were completing the marocha Gedola, maybe it was done after you do the marocha, before the marocha Shnei. Yeah, Zolta Gemara. Minolon, how do we know that? So the chesiv who via le'akain eitzim baboike. First is via oleho hakain eitzim baboike baboike. Right? This refers to the shnei gzirim. Kain should every morning the kain should burn on it eitzim. So timor oleho v'lo yal chaverto. Mechlal the isel chaverto. So the gemara that. We learn from this pasuk uvi'er oleh ha'kain that the beis gzirim. This pasuk tells us how do you know where the beis gzirim go? Right, the pasuk over here which tells us that there's two pieces of wood which are put on marocha. This pasuk over here tells us that they're put on oleh on the marocha gedola. So on that the Gemara is learning from the word oleh as if to be memayit here and not there. Right. That these beis gzirim, right? You're taking two gzirim now. You're going to bring them off from Mizbeach. Let me tell you where they go. They go on that marocha, not on this marocha. Zotik Mora. So from there, it's inherent that both marochas are in front of me, are ready prepared. And there was a question where to put it, and on that the pasuk is saying, put it here, not there. So if the question was that, how do you know as far as the order, the second marocha shin shok teres, when was it done? Was it done before the gzirim or after the gzirim? So tomorrow, you see from this pasuk over here that at the point that you bring in the gzirim, you have a choice of two marochas. So this is how we know that the marocha shishon teres came before the gzirim. The gzirim are first afterwards. Fine, Rashi over here just fills us in, lets us know that how do we know that the oleho is referring to the marocha gedola. Fine. Let's see. Fetig Gemara v'hai oleho miboyle legufei. Fetig Gemara akash. Okay, we'll just quickly read this over here so we shouldn't lose the flow. Fetig Gemara that the word oleho is not extra over here to make to derive such a thing. Miboyle legufei. Shreyale aksiv. Fine. Right, we have the right to make that drasha. Okay, let's just continue on so we can cover as much as we can. We're going further now, and we're saying that what we know so far is that at the point of time that you're that you're ready to put on the gzirin, both marachas were set up already, right? So that's how we know that the gzirin etzim comes afterwards. But now with what we're talking about, the exact order, first gzirin, and then the dishim is be'ach ha'pnimi. And that the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that this is the order? Zot the Gemara, afagav the hocha ksiv ba'boike ba'boike v'hocha ksiv ba'boike ba'boike. Now the Gemara over here makes mention over here, something which comes up over here, that we have had in the past, that the psukim which talk about when it should be done, boiker, morning, if there's a double mention of boiker, right, that refers to earlier. So that could be a directive as to when it should be done, an order, earlier or not. So that's what it means to Bavon over here, that even though we can't use the word boiker over here, even though it says boiker, right, and boiker usually would be a help for us to know when's when, but the Gemara says in this situation over here, it doesn't help us, right? The hochak sev ba-boiker ba-boiker, hochak sev ba-boiker ba-boiker. Now concerning both of these things, the shnei gzirim, in addition, it says a double loshen of boiker. So that can't be a deciding factor. I feel hochi machshir odif. On that, the Gemara says that the reason why the shnei gzirim come before is because it's a machshir. A machshir, right? It prepares an avoid. Nothing more goes to explain. And more asks, Machshir mainil, shnei gzirei etzim. What's the machshir? The shnei gzirei etzim. Ha'am shnei gzirei etzim la'marocho g'doy la'azli. On that, seemingly that if you're telling me that, you know, the machshir, the thing which prepares the second thing, so that would understand that, you know, the machshir would come first. But Netmar says that the base gzirim are a machshir, but what they're servicing is bechlal not the keteris at all. So why should that be a kaveya over here? On that zelti mor, Amar Bimi, shem eitzim. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Let's just skip to over here. Rashi, machshir odif. Ha-machshir m'sakenes ha-dover hazeh koidmoy. Right? The thing which prepares a second thing, that should come first. Ve'etzim machshirek teres heim. Sha'arei etzim hein ha-machshir nesak teres. So the Gemara initially thinks that we're coming to say that etzim, you take a need etzim in order to do the k'tiris. So that's why etzim would be a machshir. However, fact the Gemara, machshir mainihu, machshir dohocha, in this scenario that we're talking about, that the basic zirim that we're discussing, machshir dohocha b'mayaskis b'shnei gzirim. That's true in general, you know, that a machshir of the k'tiris would take a would precede it, but we're specifically discussing Beis Gzirim. The preparation they're doing has nothing to do with the Torahs. So therefore, why should the fact that it's a machshir play a role? V'hol marocha g'doy la'azli, that's the most kasha. V'ena machshirik Torahs, they're not servicing the Torahs at all. So l'chara, this far of machshir is not applicable over here to say that they should come first. And that the Gemara answers, the first teretz is, Rabbi Yemi says, shom eitzim. Afagav, dahani lavak teretz azli, shlem eitzim, machshirik teretz hein. Shem eitzim, the fact that they have a shame, they are eitzim, hastis, that means that they're in the same category as something which is a machshir to the teretz, even though these specifically are not going to, are not actually servicing the teretz, there's still a malus in them. Interesting, the Gemara says, Shem Eitzim, being that Eitzim is something which is Machshir Dekteres, so even though these Eitzim specifically are not used to be Machshir Dekteres, that still is a reason why they should come first.
Why did Dishim call them Machshir?
Why?
Isn't Dishim a Machshir Dekteres?
We're talking about one relative to the next over here.
Right, so if you're telling me that Eitzim, the general category of Eitzim is considered a machshir, I would think that the Dishim of Ve'achafim is more of a machshir than general Eitzim.
And it would come first.
But in conjunction with the Eitzim.
We're saying that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim comes before the Dishim of Ve'achafim. are saying that because the Eitzim are a Machshei Teteris, which we just said, they're not literally a Machshei Teteris, but they're in the category of a Machshei. Bishim V'Alhim is a direct
The Masifta brings a ritva that says that the Eitzim are more of a Machshei because you can't do it without the Eitzim. You know, you can always do it without cleaning off the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's considered more of a Machshei.
Okay. This is really Tosfos Yeshanim over here mentions that. If you look, the Tosfos Yeshanim is on the next daf. You see, it's like the third divra masla. Afil hochi machshe odif tisforihi. First mentions that in his va'oid shabloy gacholim lo yuchul lahaktir, ava bloy dishin yuchul lahaktir. Right, you see that right over here. That's what you were mentioning over here. Okay, let's see. So we have a sfor over here that these things should come first. This should come first because it's for of Machshir, and the Gemara is having a difficulty in using this Sfora. So the first Taras Gemara says is that Shum Eitzim, that's sufficient for us to use the Sfora of Machshir. Fine. Ravina Omar, Hoyel v'hischa b'mlochal goymer. Rava says a different Sfora. That if we have in front of us a question, what should be coming now? After you prepared the Tumah Rochus, now we have a question, the Beis Gzirim, or the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. So on that, Zot Imor HaSfora, that since we started the Marocha, and the putting on of the two Eitzim is a Gemar, is finishing off, that's why it's a Sfora to say that should be done before we start the next thing. Right? The cleaning of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is something which is totally new from what was done till now. Hoyel v'hischo b'marocha goymer. That's the svar. Avashi Yomar, Ilay Mashkach Eitzim, Marocha Shnei, Midlay Ma Marocha Gedeilo. Rav Ashi tells us that similar to this svar that we mentioned before, that this is, Rav Ashi is really going back to the svar of Machshir. On that, the question was that the Beis Gzirma put on the Marocha Gedeilo, which doesn't service the Torahs at all. So how was that a Machshir for Torahs? And that Rashi is a similar Sfora, that being that in the event that you don't have your Marocha Shniya, so the Gacholm from the Torah is taken from the Marocha Gedeila, so it is possible that the Beis Gzirim are servicing the Torahs. So therefore they are considered a Machshir for the Torahs themselves. Not on a general basis, but this is a stronger relation than the first teres that the Gemara said, Shem Eitzim. Right? This is taka, that there are situations where the Beis Gzirim will taka service as a machshir to the teres themselves. Now, this we were just discussing right now. The question, what should be the order as far as the Beis Gzirim and the Dishim? Right, the Taisa asks an interesting question. The Rishonim asks such a question. Look over here. Afilu hochi machshir odif. Temeli. Leima taima mishum ditodiv sheni todiv todiv kredim. Taisa says, well, if this is your issue over here, so we could use the rule of todiv sheni todiv todiv kredim. Why is that? Something which is more prevalent comes first. Now, how does that apply over here? The Sida Gzirim who taught it Fei. the Siddur of Gzirim is more prevalent. It's done twice a day. Medishim is be'ech ha'pnimi ene ela pamachas. Medishim is only once a day. Taisvis over here is relating the klal of Tadav Tehrim Shetadar at even the amount of time that something is done in one day. If something is done twice in a day, so it's more prevalent, that should give it preference, should come first, precede something which is done twice a day. That's Taisvis' question, right? Why does the Gemara have to say this? Why don't just apply? You have a klal, and this klal, the point of the klal is to set up an order, right? Taisa says as follows, Yesh lo imar. Taisa answers that must be that this cloud, for some reason, this cloud doesn't apply to us. Why not? Yesh lo imar, delegar min milvar elas ha-boika, shel elas ha-tomi, the Todd koidem, that's the source that Todd comes first. We don't learn from there, elo heicha de tarvayu shavu, that both things which are in question have a similarity. The zuvuzu matono. Both things are avodas matana. Dumya the tmidim musafim. That's the issue over there. Aval kol ki hagavno. But when the two things which are in question are like we have by us, the chad have avodas matana, the chad avodas siluk loy. Right? If the two avodas which are in front of us are not comparable, then it's not applicable. That rule only says when you have things which are comparable to each other, then todir. Now it takes preference. But if the two things are not comparable first, because there are different types of avodah, as far as avodah smatan and avodah sil, the gzirim are you're putting something on the mizbeah, the dishim is that you're removing, different types of avodah, like we had such a thing before. And that type is mechadish to us that todir doesn't apply. Svasemis mentions over here, he says that he would have thought maybe to say a simpler teretz. Not so happy with his teretz. And he says an interesting thing. He says like this. He says that we know things which are really done on a daily basis are called tomid, not like as long as something is done on a daily basis, that's a malyusa, that's already called tov, the carbon tov. Stiffly, he wants to say that maybe that's the pshat over here. That the drosh over there is talking about, let's say, for example, the tomid and the musaf, right? Tomid is daily, musaf is weekly, monthly, v'chulu. Right? So when you have something which is daily as opposed to something which is weekly, that's a malyusa, that's considered more tov. But over here, we're talking about things which are regardless daily. The fact that one thing is twice a day and one thing is once a day, that wouldn't make a difference. We wouldn't consider that to be more tadir. Right, that's what he wants to say to answer this question. That's why it's not applicable. In other words, you get to a certain thing. Let's say you bring something 10 times a day, one time, 9 times a day. Now, is that called tadir? And at a certain point, the number really doesn't make so much a difference anymore. Right? So that's what he's saying. That we only find such a thing. Right? That's a question of daily, weekly. But now, if both things, regardless, are done on a daily basis, the fact that one thing is done twice and one thing is done once wouldn't make it any more prevalent to give it that difference.
And between avodas silik and avodas matano, there is not a preference for matano over silik. Isn't that more chashuv? From what we learned previously.
Could be. I'm just thinking that is that taka the pshat? If it's different than avodas matan, you see that an avodas matan is b'chayiv, it has those chiyuvim that shows that it's more choshev. Mm-hmm. Okay. That could be you're asking, let the Gemara use that svar, right? Let that itself be a svara. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. Right here.
Special drashas Tzadik Joshua to tell you that it's Matana.
Yeah, but Shmaya is saying that but it seems to be that there is such a svara. You know, the Pesukim over there tell us that we should use those svaras to make a difference, right? But l'chor, we could take out over there that, you know, if you want to weigh the, you know, the chashivas, avodas matana has more of a chashivas than avodas siluk, right? That's right. Whether that makes a difference there or not, you know, that's taka the joshes, right? But the concept, right, l'chor, you see from over there, right? Okay, that's a kuta ha'orah. Let's just quickly see one more cheshbon in the Gemara. Here, this is happening. Come to us, Chomish Neiris. Zot the Gemara. It's okay, fine. So we know now that the Gzira Eitim come before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now we're up to the next thing. Right? The next thing that we're talking about is Dishon Mizbeach and Menorah. As far as these two, the order that's set up is that Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi comes before the Hatova of the Menorah. Where does this come from, Fretti Gemara? How do we know that this is the order? Maybe the Menorah should come first. So first, Zot Gemara, my time on Mabaya, Gemara Gamirna Sfar Leyedana. Right? That you have a kabbal concerning this, a svara I can't tell you. Rava Omar, Rava says Kirei Shlokish. To Omar Shlokish, Ein Mavidin Al Hamitzis. Rava says this is based on a known rule, Ein Mavidin Al Hamitzis. That means that when you have a possibility, when you approach a mitzvah, you can't pass it up. You have to do that. And then do the other ones. Ein Mavirin is Kaveh, it sets me up an order how to do things. Not like we see in the Gemara, that this is Kaveh, the order of putting on the tefillin. Shalyad, Shalosh. Right? Where does that order come from? Right? That comes from Ein Mavirin al Hamitzus. And this is something which is very prevalent. Right? It's Kaveh, a lot of things, how to do certain things. The order of the mitzvahs. So how does that apply to us? Right? We're discussing about the order of Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah. How is that applicable? The Gemara says as follows. Because when you're heading into the Heichel, what's the first keli that you encounter with? The Mizbeach HaPnimi or the Menorah? You first encounter Mizbeach HaPnimi. How do we know that? The Sanyo. Shulchan Mitzofen, Moshuch, Menakosel, Shtei Amis Umechtzom. This Braisa over here tells us the setup of the kelim in the heichal. Shulchan was bitzofen on the tzofen side, away from the wall, 2.5 amis. Menorah bedarim mishulchan akosel shtei amis umechta. The menorah, pasuk says noichach hashulchan was on the other side, also 2.5 mizbeach. The third one that came was mizbeach hapnimi. That's mimutza va'omid be'emtza. That was in between. Moshe klape chutz kimo. That was drawn a little bit tapechutz towards the opening of the heichal, slightly. V'nukma b'hadayu. How do we know to move it? Kivin dechsev esam menorah noicha chashulchan min dechaz b'adodi. The pasuk says that the menorah has to be noicha, has after shulchan. There could be nothing in between. So that's what's forcing us to move the mizbeach hapnimi toward the Pesach. Taka, thinking right now, how do we know this way? Maybe we should move the other way. Right? You saw the enforcement in Akapon, so Zot the Gemara, so being that this is the setup, so that's what the Gemara means, that when you enter the Heichol, you're first approaching the Mizbeach HaPnimi before you reach the Menorah. Being that that's so Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvos will tell you to do it, that you have to do this first. Now, Sassam has pointed out an interesting thing according to this, that being that this is so, according to Rava, it's based on this, so because Ein Mavirin is a din that, you know, when you're initially coming to it, do it here. But let's say you passed it already, right? Shame. Now, do I have to go back and do this, or now I could do that for that matter? because the Eim Avirin is very bottle. So according to the first time Digmor or the non-Tam Abaya, that it's, you know, it seems to be a specific order. So it had nothing to do with Mavirin. So even if you passed it up, you got to go back and do it. But if over here, if the whole reason is only because of the Eim Avirin, so in the event that Maisi you passed it up and you didn't do it, then you know you could do, for that matter, the Menorah first.
But
that's what comes out.
What would determine would be where you're closer to once you passed it up. What would be determinative in the second case would be where you're closer to. Eim Avirin would apply.
I'm not even sure if that's true. It means once you passed it, right? And is there such a halacha that the thing that you're closer to, you should do?
Eim Avirin would still be applying.
New Eim Avirin.
Why would it
now
stop applying?
Now I'm close to the Menorah. So
what do you do with the old one? Just forget it?
First Eim Avirin was bottom.
Oh, that's what you mean. You're looking the other way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm by the Menorah, so if I go back to the...
Then I'm doing Eim Avirin.
If you're standing in front of the Menorah, that's what you're saying.
If I'm closer, wherever I'm closer to.
No, because let's say you passed up the Mizbeach,
right,
and you're still closer to the Mizbeach. Right? So is this a question of Eim Avirin bring you back?
Right now.
Bring you back.
Because you're not passing it. Because you're not passing.
You're not really.
I'm going further away. I'm passing up the chance to do the earlier mitzvah.
See, Eim Avirin, I have to know if that's really true. You know, Eim Avirin means if it's close to me. Once you passed it, you passed it. Right? It's behind you. The fact that in space it's closer, is that a question of Eim Avirin?
Space and time.
What?
Space and time. The real issue is time. I'm closer.
Okay, that's what you have to find. I mean, we only find Eim Avirin when it's in front of you. Right? You know, to do it. But if you passed it up and now it's in back of you, the Eim Avirin, okay, that we have to be mivar whether that's such a thing. Okay.